Welcome into Risky Business. I'm Daniel. Jared is here with me. Obviously, you recognize us if you listen to the Gentleman's Agreement. We just decided we wanted to obviously keep the Gentleman's Agreement going, but we're going to kind of work a little double time. We're going to do a little gambling on the side, and Jared's going to share kind of our backstory to it and why we love it so much.
We got started about 3 years ago, actually right around this time, and just kind of casually got into it, looking at lines. It just become legal, I think, in Michigan, and so we got into it, and it went pretty well, and so we've kind of just casually kept it going. So we want to share our insight that we have with you. So if you don't have time to do research and look into other things, Dan and I have been watching sports our whole lives with a focus on football. That's what we mainly bet is football. So this time of year is going to be our heyday. And just...
plenty of plays in this episode.
That, yeah, maybe too many plays. Well, you'll see that later. Might have to iron that out. But as far as us personally, we've done pretty well with the bets. Decently lucrative. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we've never missed a bet or we hit everything, but that's what you got to do to stay ahead in this game is you got to risk it for the biscuit sometime.
Yeah. We're actually going to Lambeau for a football game off of him and my brother off of our account alone is paying for the entire trip, all expenses paid. So it's pretty neat. So yeah, we have experience in it. We've been responsible with it. Obviously, be responsible. Our biggest trick is we have a joint account and we put our brains together with three people, and that has really helped us. So hopefully, us putting our brains together to help you works. And but whatever you do, just have an accountability partner so that you don't get caught in a rabbit hole. So
because it's very easy to do.
Well, other than that, enjoy the episode, and we'll obviously keep track of our records and move on the following week. So, enjoy the listen. So, as we said, all odds are provided by DraftKings. We're just trying to give plays. We want to raise eyebrows to certain plays, and then we'll give what each of us are going to do individually and then what we agree on together, and we'll keep track of how we do. And we're just trying to give more insight into this for people that maybe don't have as much time to do research on these games, and we just love everything about football. So obviously this week is we're trying to give you college football futures, and then we're going to give a play for the game coming up Saturday. So, yurt.
Let's start with a local team, the Michigan State Spartans. Their line is at 5, an even 5. And I don't really know what to do with this team. This to me, this screams like a team that has a lot of volatility. They could, if, and it all relies really around one person, and that one person is Aiden Childs. If Aiden Childs is legit and as good as people say he is, Michigan State could win 7 games and totally eclipse their over. Or if he is subpar, gets banged up a little bit, that under is definitely going to hit. I see it could be like a 3-4 game swing, just depending on if the quarterback's good or bad. And that
it's always
hesitation.
And the other thing is, what do they have, like 68 new players? I'm pretty sure with the transfer portal, I'm pretty sure their entire team is new. It's just you can't touch it. A brand new coach, the conference has brand new teams, schedules are new and different. It's like what can you do? So let's hit their schedule real quick. I think we both want to stay away from this one, but we might as well go over it. So the over under on DraftKings. Over is plus odds at 115. The under is minus 135. So the value is the over, but I just don't see over 5. We both kind of see them at 5.
Right. So let's hit the schedule here. They open at home against Florida Atlantic. Win.
They yeah, because it's that Friday game that always they always play bad, but they always win the Friday night game.
Yeah, they'll look terrible for a quarter of the game, but still win. Now this second game already is kind of a swing game. If you're gonna bet this, you have to circle week two. State goes at Maryland. Maryland lost Baby Tua. Baby Tua's gone. You would think Maryland's not going to be a great team this year, but this is the first road game for State with a lot of new players, new quarterback, new coach. So that game's a toss-up. Their third game, Prairie View at home, that's a win. Then they go to Boston College. I don't know if that is a neutral site game. We can look that up.
I can look that up,
because that does matter. If that's in Boston College, that I would say is an L, but...
What does it say on it?
It just says Michigan State at Boston College.
I'll look it up, yeah. Okay.
But then here's where their schedule gets tough. They go home against Ohio State, at Oregon.
Two wins in a row.
Right. Home against Iowa, at Michigan. Then they get a feisty Indiana team at home. Then they're at Illinois. They host Purdue. Then they host Rutgers to end the year.
So they're losing four in a row in the middle. No questions asked.
So yeah, so that's where it gets tricky. So they win Florida Atlantic. Let's say they... I think you could say 3-1 to start.
Yep.
The first four games. Best case scenario, yeah. I think 3-1 is probably best case scenario. Then you go into a gauntlet of four good teams in a row. So now you are 3-5. And the Cubs just hit a home run. You're now 3-5. Is that stretch? Can they stay healthy enough? Playing all those good teams, physical teams, can they stay healthy enough? Right? Mm-hmm. You know, what does that team look like on November 2nd when Indiana rolls into town? If they're still hanging together, then they could win. The back half of the schedule is doable. They could beat Indiana. They could beat Illinois. They could beat Purdue. I think Rutgers is going to be tough. But they could go 3-1 in that final stretch. So you go 3-1 at the beginning, 3-1 at the end. That's six wins right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the dilemma here. But that brings up, you know, if Aiden Childs is not great, they're definitely hitting the under. It all relies on his shoulders.
The problem is it's all unknown. There's too many unknown factors with that many guys coming in. I mean, Aiden Childs is sure fun to use on the freaking new EA Sports game, but so is everybody. So right. It doesn't help much. By the way, Boston College does host them.
It's at Boston
College. It's to be determined what time, but they are hosting them in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so that makes that Maryland game, week two, all the more important.
That game is
a complete toss-up.
They haven't announced who's replacing Talia yet, I don't think. So, but okay, so we both agree we're not touching it.
I think this is a stay away.
You don't want to individually touch it? I don't want it.
What did you say? The over is...
The over juiced? Is plus odds at plus 115, which is decent odds, but...
It would probably be a lean to the over if I had to guess, but it's a stay away. Unless you're a State fan and want to...
Yeah, I mean, you can always go the State fan route and say, hey, we got a new coach. It's going to be like a honeymoon year. We could totally get this done. And if you win five games, it's just a push. You get your money back. If you win six games, hey, you're making a bowl and you're making a little bit of cash.
That is a good point with it being a straight number at five. If they do get to that five, which is most likely, then you're not losing your money.
You might as well bet the over at that point.
Right. All right, let's move on to Michigan. We'll just get both local teams out of the way here. Michigan's line is set at 9, another even number. I'll hit you with their schedule here. We're hosting Fresno State, hosting Texas, hosting Arkansas State. So,
win. I don't care.
D likes 3-0.
I seriously think Texas is coming in and they're going to get beat, but...
We're going to have some differing opinions on Michigan. We're probably going to play two different things here, but that's okay. So 3-0 after the start, host USC. If they're 3-0 after the start, they're 4-0. USC, if they can beat Texas, they can beat USC, and they can also beat Minnesota. So 5-0. Then you go on the road to Washington. That's a very tricky game. That's a revenge spot for Washington from the national championship. I know Washington's going to be booty this year, but you never know. It's a weird place. West Coast, long travel. Then you go at Illinois, host Michigan State, host Oregon, at Indiana, host Northwestern, at the Buckeyes.
It's not an easy schedule. I think we agree they have three big games. And the question is, does Sharon drop one against people he should be? Because they should be favored in the rest of those games.
Yeah. And that's my record prediction for Michigan this year is 9-3. I think they do beat one of Texas, Oregon, or Ohio State. But they also drop a random game like at Washington or at Illinois. A game that Harbaugh would usually have on clamps. Sharon Moore, new coach, getting used to being the big man in charge. I think he'll probably drop one, which, understandable. So for me, do you know what the odds are?
For
over under for that.
Odds are +115 for over, which I already like, and -135 for under. So not a ton of value to vote under. You think they're gonna hit 9 anyway?
Yeah, so is that an overplay for you? You adding that to your sheet?
I am playing the over for Michigan.
I think
because even it's the same as MSU. If they hit 9, it's a push.
Right.
So I think 9 is worst case scenario for Michigan. They're not going 8-4.
I would agree with that, and even
which I can't believe that's the favored odds. Like, yeah, America loves that, but not me.
You might talk me into playing the over, with the safe bet being that it's the number's actually at 9, so I don't lose my money.
And
if they do hit 9.
Reminder, we're recording this on Wednesday, August 21st, so obviously these are subject to change, but as of today, I mean, they won't change that much, but some of these futures might change a half game or so.
Which
I also
can make
don't,
all the difference.
Yeah, and I also don't know what locks and what doesn't after the first week with Florida State playing. But we'll get to them.
Yeah. And just with the whole Michigan thing, it's honestly very similar to MSU in the fact of it all relies on one position for me of unknown, and it's the quarterback. How good is Alex Orji? If he's really good, this could be an 11-win team. If he's average, we're probably getting 10 wins. If he's about what I think he's going to be, probably about 9. And, yeah, I don't see him going 8-4. I think there's enough talent around him to where that's not going to happen. But I don't think I'm going to play this one. It would be a lean to the over, if anything. I'm definitely not taking the under at. There's no value there. There's no value in the under. The only value is in the over at +115. And I'm just going to stay away, though.
All right. Let's move to the
next team up.
Read.
Buckeyes. They're at a beefy 10.5.
Which, all of America's high on Ohio State because of who they bring in. Just remember who their head coach is. And their quarterback was, what, a backup at Kansas State?
Right. I would bet you the odds, without looking at them, I would bet you the under is probably where the value lies.
125 plus.
Yeah, okay. All right, here's the schedule.
The over, I think we wrote it, like, because we did research before. Yeah, it was -120. Over is now -150.
Really? It changed that much?
10.5.
Holy cow.
There's no value.
So there's
to
no
bet
value
the over.
In the over. All right. Shout out the wins here. Home against Akron.
Win.
Home against Western.
Win.
Home against Marshall.
Win.
At MSU.
Win.
Home against Iowa.
Win.
At Oregon.
Loss.
Also, did you hear that that game got announced for 7:30 prime time?
Yeah,
on
loss.
NBC?
I did not, but that's a loss even more.
Right. Home against Nebraska.
Win.
At Penn State.
See, that's looking at the rest of the schedule, they have at Oregon, at Penn State, and then home against Michigan. They haven't beaten Michigan 3 years. Say whatever you want. Michigan's been tougher than them, regardless of whether who knew what and yada, yada, yada. The players went out. The players were tougher. Obviously, Michigan lost a lot. Penn State has been like two plays away in a horrid offense from beating Ohio State several years in a row.
We'll get to them later.
But, like, that's what I'm saying for their losses. Like, yeah. I don't think they win 3 of 3. They're not dropping to anybody else on the schedule. It's will they win 1 of 3 or will they win 2 of 3?
Here, we'll finish it out here. Hosting Purdue, win. At Northwestern, win. Home against Indiana, win. And then home against Michigan. So, yeah, they've got also three. It's very similar to Michigan's schedule. They've got three big games on the schedule, too. And it'll be, how do they navigate that?
But Michigan, here's where the difference is. Michigan's set up for 9. They're 10.5. The books are begging you to take 10. Like, take the under. Under is plus 125. That's what the books are begging.
I see no value whatsoever in the over.
No. I am trying to decide if I want to take the under.
The under is very tantalizing. Here's your.
We took the under last year. They beat Notre Dame.
Here's your route to the under. Is Will Howard comes in, and he's not the truth. He's not what everyone's making him out to be, and he's equivalent to Kansas State's backup, which is what he was.
Mm-hmm.
If he is not all that in a box of rocks, I think they will struggle mightily to get to 10.5. There is plenty of talent to get them to 11 wins, even if Will Howard's just average.
And Ryan Day, like, he's known for, like, he doesn't lose Big Ten games, unless it's Michigan. He hasn't lost to any Big Ten team besides Michigan.
That's correct.
So, now, obviously, Oregon and Penn State are Big Ten teams, but he's lost to Oregon before in the Shoe.
That is true.
And he's lost to Michigan now 3 times. So the teams that are questionable against him, I don't know.
I think I'm going to throw this on my play sheet.
We'll do it together. We'll both do it.
I think you've talked me into an Ohio State under.
How hard was that? All right, so
not,
what was
not too hard.
What was it, plus 125?
I think so.
It's just... And I'll do this till I'll do this till I'm 90. I'm gonna take Ohio State's under year after year. You feel like Penn State will get it right eventually. Penn State's home, right?
Yeah.
Do we know what time that game is? Will it be the whiteout?
If it's the whiteout, that would help a lot. I'm not sure. I can look that up.
Okay. I understand Penn State doesn't win these games. Yada yada yada. But when does Ohio State take a step back? I mean, how demoralizing was that loss to Missouri? Did that have any effect?
Right. Yeah, that was a pretty embarrassing loss to end the year. It is TBD on the time, so
yeah.
It would not hurt to wait to bet this future right up until the season starts. They might announce that game time, and if it's the whiteout sometime in the next week.
This might be your best odds at it, because when they announce it, that could differ.
That's true.
But let's go to Penn State since we're talking about them.
Yes, Penn State is a very, I like to categorize them as a very better friendly team. There's not really a more predictable team in the country, especially in the Big Ten. Not a more predictable team in the Big Ten than Penn State. You can look at their schedule and be pretty confident at what they're going to be. Penn State is the same thing every year. They're the table setters for Michigan and Ohio State. They're just good enough to where you get a little nervous for them when you have to play them, but you always beat them. They're so, like you said, they're a drive away, a couple plays away from really starting to make some noise, but they can just never get it done. And that's a testament to James Franklin being a fraud.
Yeah, didn't they have like the 9 overtime game with Illinois that they lost?
I forgot that existed, but yes.
That was when they introduced the new 2-point conversion rule, right? And they just kept going back and forth.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. But he's not James. James will blow a game that he's supposed to. Like, he'll lose to Iowa randomly. He'll lose to Illinois randomly. Like, that's the thing we got to keep in mind with Penn State. Is I know. Like, let's hit their schedule. I know that everything on paper says they should go at least 10 wins.
Yeah. So let's run through the schedule. Count out the wins. They start the season at West Virginia.
I feel like James wins this. He let's keep in mind he was good against non-con, wasn't he? Didn't they beat Auburn?
Yes, yeah, they did a home and home with Auburn,
and they won both of them. Yeah.
And they beat West Virginia at Penn State to start last year. So I think Penn State, I believe, is 8.5-point favorites in this one. I would be shocked if they don't win. So 1-0, home against Bowling Green.
Win.
Home against Kent State.
Yep.
Home against Illinois.
Yep. They're gonna make it.
Home against UCLA.
UCLA's coach had to announce where they live, so win.
UCLA is a wet fart. at USC. Win. That's a very interesting game. At Wisconsin.
That, like, they could lose one of those two.
So, yeah, here's the stretch. It's at USC, it's at Wisconsin, it's home against Ohio State.
See, that's
it's a
where...
tough three-game stretch.
That's where it's like, do we take the Ohio State game? Because now when you look at Penn State, they got
a gauntlet there. I wonder if
October 26th and November 2nd is a week, but they have a week in between.
I think they have a bye between USC and Wisconsin,
which
that helps.
Yeah,
it definitely helps.
Okay, anyway, so say they go 2-1 in there.
I say 2-1. That would be my guess.
And it honestly could be as much as beating USC, losing to Wisconsin, beating Ohio State. That's not out of the question.
Yeah. All right, then they host Washington. I think they get back on track there. At Purdue, hopefully that's not a night game, or else that could get hairy. At Minnesota, they're terrible. Home against Maryland. So when I say...
it's ridiculous.
When I say Penn State's a very predictable team, I say that looking at their schedule, and there's some things you can do with Penn State here. So I want to lay out the options for everyone. So now you can do, their line is at 9.5.
Mm-mm.
For win total.
Nope, it's 10.5 now.
Did it jump?
It is 10.5.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely 9.5 a little bit ago. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
And you want to know the odds? Yeah. The over, they're begging you to take the over. Over is plus 140. The under is minus 165. So they're saying they're going to lose. I'm sure the books are saying they're going to lose to Ohio State and win the rest.
Right.
I'm in the boat that they beat Ohio State this year.
So here's what I would rather do with Penn State. So with this new 12-team format for the playoff, the new playoff format was designed specifically for teams like Penn State to get in. Mm-hmm. It was literally built for James Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
You're decent, but you're not quite decent enough, essentially. The odds for them to make the college football playoff are minus 140. So there's not a lot of value there, but it does really feel like a surefire thing that's going to happen. Penn State, you can look at their schedule. I don't see less than... Do you see less than 10 wins there?
I just keyed it in. I'm taking them to do that. I know there's no value there, but heck, it's another bet one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna walk over $5 on the side of the
road.
Stop over. I'm gonna bend over and pick that up. So a 10-2 Penn State is getting into the playoff. That's in the Big Ten. 10-2. That's getting you in. So I think that's kind of a lock, is Penn State to get in, and you could also, to get more value, if you're not happy with that, you could parlay that with an exact win total. I think if you were to do an exact win total for any team, I'd say Penn State would be the easiest because they're so dang predictable. And I would do that at 10 wins at plus 280. So you parlay an exact 10 wins with a make the college football playoff, and you're looking at a decent payout.
So it's still 280. If you do exactly 11, it's plus 270. If you do 9, that's plus 370. So, yeah, 10 is the safest. I can totally see them dropping one to someone random. Yeah. And then one of those three in the gauntlet. So, yeah, I like it. I'm going to stay away from it. But are you going to play one?
I'm going to definitely play. I think I'm going to...
I am playing the college football playoff one.
Okay. I think I'm going to parlay those two together. The Penn State exact 10.
See, make the playoff. You know what? I'm not even going to touch the playoff. I don't like Penn State that much.
Okay, here's my other caveat. It's a good year to root for Penn State because Michigan doesn't have to play them.
Yeah. But if Michigan has 10 wins and Penn State has 10 wins, then you're fighting for the playoff spot.
That's very true.
So, I know that's not even a factor for why I'm doing it. So, you are... Jared is taking... it's not minus 200 odds. So let me change that. You're not taking the over in wins. You're just playing the exact wins?
Correct. I'm playing okay. The exact.
I'm going to type the name next. So, neither of us are doing the... Are you doing to make the playoff as well?
Yep. To make the playoff...
Are you parlaying it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say parlay.
I think that's the only... Because, you know, if they're going to...
Then I don't know if
one's
going to
happen, the other's going to happen.
Let me see if
they're
going to
make the playoff, they're going to have 10 wins.
Okay, let me see if I can. Sometimes it doesn't let you parlay that. So that's another thing. Exactly 10 wins with... Because we've got to make sure these parlays work. Well, to make the playoff, was that future? To make CFP... It should be around here. I'm just going to search it. Penn State. Yes, is it minus 140 like you said?
And does it let you do them together?
Stake all singles, parlay. Nope, they cannot be parlayed.
Unbelievable, DraftKings.
So, are you going to do two separates?
I'll do two separates. I'm still like...
Okay.
It's unfortunate. You know, you don't like to do plays at minus 140, but... In terms,
like you said, free money for yourself.
Yeah. If Penn State doesn't make the playoff, James Franklin will be launched out of a cannon so fast out of Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is his ride or die. And like you said, the playoff was made for James, the 12th team.
Fringe teams.
What is... Or you just had stats about him there? Let's do one of our fun plays. I think we found an awesome play here.
This is probably my favorite play of the day.
What were we doing? We were watching the lousy Tigers play the Yankees, in which they actually won the series. But, of course, every time I watch it at Jared's house, the Tigers play awful. Against I think the offense has combined for one run in 18 innings against them at your house.
They can't score. Future.
Anyway, we were going through these and kind of just, you know, figuring out, you know, just the preliminaries. And we're like, yo, Rutgers? We didn't like their win total, but how many home games do they have?
So the play is Rutgers over 4.5 home wins at plus 120.
Regular season home wins.
I'll give you the outlook here. So their home games, they host Howard in the first game, win. They host Akron, win. They host Washington. Now, some people might say, you know, it's Washington. You know, they might beat them. I think this is going to be a long flight for Washington, completely across the country. They're going to get off the plane. It's going to be drizzly and gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nasty. Rutgers is a tough team. That Rutgers actually returns 7 on offense and 8 on defense. It's tied for 12th best in the nation. So they've got a pretty veteran-heavy team. A lot of guys coming back. So I think they handle Washington. So they start out 3-0 at home. Then their next home game is they host Wisconsin. I'm very low on Wisconsin this year. I don't think they're going to be anything. I don't like what they're doing with the trying to convert to a spread offense. That's not what Wisconsin is. They're getting away from their identity. And when you have an identity crisis, it's very hard to win.
Here's what I will say about that, and I know we didn't mention this game, but that stretch right there, they have Washington at Nebraska and then Wisconsin. I feel like they lose one of those. Sadly, two of those are at home, so that could factor into us.
Yeah.
But is that
I don't see any bias.
Is that Washington game at night? Is that what I'm reading?
That is an 8 o'clock.
That's a
game.
Win. Yeah, Washington's gonna hate that
night game. Yeah. That's a win for Rutgers. I think Rutgers. If it's is at a 8, it, team.
No, that's earlier for Washington. But yeah, Rutgers, Nebraska, and then Wisconsin's kind of tough.
Right. But then they go home against UCLA. Another long travel, and UCLA is just straight up not even a good team, so yeah. I don't have to get into that. But they're gonna beat UCLA, and then their last one is no, they have two more. They host Minnesota, and they host Illinois. I don't see two home losses there.
No.
They can afford one, and you still hit the bet.
Yep, and I think they're going to... So, what was our odds? Plus...
Plus 120. Yeah. Over 4.5.
Value. Yeah, we're both playing that, right?
That looks really good. It almost looks too good to be true. Hopefully we don't get burned, but
yeah, gosh, I mean,
I only see one win. Rutgers is they could go undefeated.
Rutgers is still Rutgers, and they could totally lose to Wisconsin and Washington for no reason. So now watch, we're gonna get into the first game, and they're gonna lose to Akron like week three. okay, so we're both playing. Let's hit one more. No, we got several more Big Ten teams. All right, let's roll through the next, probably one of the most intriguing ones this year.
Oregon next.
Yeah, and we'll zip through these a little quicker.
So Oregon, what do we got for a line on them? They are at 10.5, same as Ohio State.
Let me check the odds on it again.
Books are telling you that Oregon and Ohio State are the two best teams in the Big Ten. Let's go through the schedule here. They open against Idaho, win. They open their second game as at home against Boise State. Boise State is one of those decent teams that you can't sleep on, but they'll win that game. They go at Oregon State after Jonathan Smith just completely gutted that whole team, so they're a dead body.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a rivalry anymore.
Right. Get out the chainsaw. You remember that in college football video game? Yes. Added that.
So, win. UCLA
at win. UCLA, that's a win. Home against Michigan State, win. Home against Ohio State, probably win.
Yes,
could totally lose that game, though. At Purdue, at home against Illinois.
Yeah, that honestly, they could beat Ohio State and then lose at Purdue. Is that a night game I'm reading?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They could totally, yeah. They're about to get the full Big Ten experience.
So they'll beat Ohio State. Okay, so one loss after, what, 6-7?
Yeah, we are 7 games in.
One loss.
We got them at 6-1. They'll beat Illinois. I don't know what to do with them at Michigan. It's going to be a really tough game. They'll whoop Maryland. They'll beat Wisconsin. And they'll beat Washington.
So 10 is their floor. 10's the floor.
Yep.
But what is it?
It's 10.5.
Yeah, see, exactly. It's just like... So
it's a good line.
The over is actually the plus odds. The books are telling you that the under is more favored. Under 10.5 is minus 120. So if you say they're going to beat Michigan and Ohio State, take the over. Or only lose to one of them.
Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, you don't bet scared of injuries. You know, you don't bet planning on people getting injured, but... They got Dylan Gabriel running the show now, that transfer quarterback, and I know he has gotten dinged up in his career. He seems very susceptible to injuries. Oregon's, you know, one twisted ankle away from dropping 4 straight games, you know, in the middle of their schedule type thing. And, you know, you could say that for any team. You know, if any team's quarterback... just randomly goes down, they're screwed. But especially with Oregon, they're that Dylan Gabriel guy. He's been injury prone. That's why I say that. So I don't love betting the over there.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm staying away.
It would probably just be a stay away, but the under is where I would lean. But like we talked about, there's no value there. The books want you to take the over. So.
Let's do one more Big Ten team. Looks like this one's your puppy. I have no read on this team, but give me what your thoughts are on Indiana.
Simply, Indiana, their line is at 5.5. We're not going to run through the schedule, but they've got a new head coach who's a winner. He's the guy from James Madison. I think they could be a feisty team, so they might be.
Didn't he come in saying he doesn't fear Ohio State and Michigan?
Yeah, he's got like mega Chad vibes, so we'll see what he is. I'm not going to play that one. It's just wanted to throw that out there for people. That's an interesting one.
The over is -170. The under is +135. So if you think they're going to be kind of the same boat as MSU, then take the value in +135. Okay. Nice.
Big 12.
Yeah, I got some schedules pulled up for this. The first one, we just want to hit some popular teams in the Big 12. Obviously, Big 10 we know the most about because Michigan's in it. But let's hit like some popular teams. We have one of our favorite plus odds plays of this episode in the Big 12, though. So let's hit Colorado, Mr. Popular first.
I'll say this about the Big 12. The Big 12, with all the conference realignment and everything, and Texas and Oklahoma leaving, it's very open. You know, there's a lot of teams there that could win it, and makes for a fun landscape.
So the over-under is 5.5. The over is -130. The under is +110. Let's run through this schedule. North Dakota State.
Not a guaranteed
win. That's at 8. Not a guaranteed. That's at 8 in Colorado. It's a 8 game. At night. Yep. It's a Thursday game.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're just going to win. It's designed for them to win this
they'll
game.
They'll win that game, but they'll probably have to sweat a little harder than they want.
I have them losing the next game. They have so many primetime games, and half their schedule isn't even announced. So the next game, they're at Nebraska. They're losing that. That's 7:30 on NBC into a madhouse. Nebraska's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
That
place is going to be going nuts. And Nebraska lost at Colorado last year. That's a revenge spot.
Yep.
That's 1-1.
At Colorado State, rivalry game. That's another revenge spot. They should have lost to them last year. It's another night game.
Let's remember, Colorado won 4 games last year. Mm-hmm. They were 4-8.
Okay, so I'm going to say 1-2. Do what you want. Maybe 2-1, maybe 1-2.
I'll go the conservative route and say 2-1.
They host Baylor.
That's a win. Baylor's not good.
UCF.
I think that's a loss. That's a long way to travel. I think that we'll get to UCF later. Gus Malzahn.
Watch out.
Dropping the hammer.
So thankfully, going into their bye week, they're already irrelevant. We don't have to listen to any more Colorado talk because it'll be 2-3. We can all agree. 2-3 going into the bye week. Then, coming off the bye week, they host Kansas State. Maybe they can get up for it. Whether or not they can, they go at number 21 Arizona the next week.
Here's your problem. Kansas State's a big physical team. Bunch of farm boys. Corn-fed.
Yep.
That trumps skill and finesse.
Well, that's Kansas the thing. State wins. Maybe they go into Arizona and win the following week. Either way, 1-1 is max best they do. So give them 3-4 or 2-5.
Okay.
Cincinnati at home.
That's a win.
That's a win. So let's do 3-5.
Yeah. Texas Tech at Texas Tech. Is that what I see next?
Yeah, that's an L.
That's a loss.
Utah at home.
Utah will bully them into submission.
So 3-7. And then the final two are Kansas and Oklahoma State. At Kansas, which actually...
If it's at Kansas, I see them losing, and Oklahoma State's another one of those bully teams.
Which means automatically the best they can do is 4 wins. Right. Because they're not beating Oklahoma State.
Roll through the schedule
Oklahoma
one more time,
State.
And I'll count off the wins. All right.
North Dakota State.
1-2. Yeah.
Oh, North Dakota State, Nebraska, Colorado State,
2-3,
Baylor, UCF, Kansas State, Arizona, Cincinnati,
4,
Red Raiders, Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State.
Man, I see 4
max.
I realistically see 4, best case 5.
4 max.
Still hitting the under.
Under 5.5, I'm taking that. I'm playing that.
I am going to play that too. I think... The world. I bet you if we look at the public bet.
Yeah, it's all popular vote.
Everybody's going to be on that over. I think we could snipe a good play here on the under.
Yeah, and it looks like we had penciled
it'll
in.
It'll be fun to spite watch.
Yeah, I don't like the N, so. Oh, it's +110. The value went down a little, but that's fine. I'm still going to take it. Let's make sure we have these odds right.
Plus odds is good.
All right, +110. Let's hit probably our favorite play of this slip. Let's do Utah.
This even trumps Rutgers home wins.
And that's our sneaky pick, Rutgers. But this, so let's hit the over-under first because that's kind of what we're hitting this season's. Utah is 9.5, I think.
Yes.
Which, where's my Utah pick?
So Utah
9.5 minus over is -160. So they're telling you they're gonna win 10 games at least. The under is +135. Let's hit the schedule.
Yeah, let me get you the give you the cap on Utah real quick. They have their 10-year veteran quarterback coming back. For another year of college football, Cam Rising.
And who I love.
He is very good. He's very, he's got that competitive edge to him. He almost gives me, like, Gardner Minshew, Baker Mayfield type vibes. Like, he's just not going to lose. Mm-hmm. He's going to do something to will his team to victory. I just think that Kyle Whittingham's back, you know, their coach. They have a brand. They have an identity. They're one team that does not have an identity crisis. They're tough. They're physical. They've got a wicked home field advantage. Like, no one goes into Bryce Eccles and wins. That's a tough place to play ball. And I just think with Cam Rising coming back and the physicality they play with, I think they're going to be very set up very well in this new Big 12 to dominate. But let's run through the schedule.
Southern Utah win. Baylor win at Utah State. Mm-hmm. It's a rivalry, but I call it a win. At Oklahoma State might be their first interesting
one. That's a tough
game.
We can say 3-1.
Home against Arizona.
4-1.
At Arizona State.
5-1.
Versus TCU.
6-1.
At Houston.
Fart noise. 7-1.
Home against BYU.
8-1.
At Colorado.
9-1.
Home against Iowa State.
Kind of a tough game, but 10-1.
And at UCF.
Okay, the last two games present a little bit of trickiness, but I think they do win.
Still over the 9.5. That's easy.
Yeah. I think the over is, obviously it's not a great value play, but I think it's going to hit. It would take a Cam Rising out for the year type of injury for that over not to hit.
Which has already happened once before. So I'm not playing it. Are you playing it?
I'm gonna play the over on.
You're taking the free money?
Yes.
Ah, I just pressed the wrong button. So Jared's taking free money. That's a good strat. But let's stick with Utah. The odds to make the college football playoff. Sorry, I gotta scroll through.
Utah reminds me a lot of, they're essentially the Big 12's version of Penn State.
That's disrespectful to Kyle Whittingham.
It is, but they're one of those teams that are going to benefit greatly from this new college football playoff format where they're always really solid. You never wanted to play them, but they just couldn't quite get over the hump to be one of the elite teams. Mm-hmm. So this new playoff format sets up well for them.
So the odds right now, if you look at to make the playoffs, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 teams at minus odds to make the playoffs. Then, what is it, a 12-team playoff? You can go all the way down past 6 other teams to take Utah at +200 to make the CFP. Now, mind you, the winner of the Big 12 is an automatic bid in. Who in the Big 12 is beating them? Maybe Oklahoma State?
Yeah, the only team that I can see giving them fits is Oklahoma State. And I think the Big 12 will get to, let's also do the math. The Big 10 is going to get 4 teams in. The SEC is going to get 4 at least, maybe 5, depending on how things shake out. So that's 8 or 9 spots taken. The Big 12 will probably take 2. So let's say you're at 11. The ACC is going to have 1. And I think 1 small team gets in, right?
One group of 5. One of the non-power 4.
So the path for the Big 12 is you need four Big 10, four SEC, two Big 12, one ACC, and one small school. And that'll get you to your 12. So,
and here's the other factors. They have the best odds of any Big 12 team as well.
I just, when you told me that Utah was plus odds to make the college football playoff, my jaw hit the floor. It seems like a shoo-in. That is insane value. I have so much respect for just Utah as a brand and everything, like with their toughness and physicality. Like, I was shocked that they're plus odds to make the playoff.
I feel like they've won 10 games like 5 years in a row as well. They just constantly win 10 games.
Yeah, so I think that is a phenomenal bet, is taking Utah to make that. And you could parlay it with, actually you can't, because we learned that with Penn State.
Correct. Are we both playing that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely playing that.
Okay, let's move into the last Big 12 team, just because this man's always interested in me, Gus Malzahn and his UCF team with, what's his name, KJ Jefferson?
Yeah, he's got Walmart Cam Newton to work with.
And he's a lefty, is he not?
I'm not sure, but he's a big, athletic, mobile quarterback that looks a lot like Cam Newton. He's just not as good as Cam Newton.
So they're over under 7.5. The under is plus 105. The over is minus 125. Let's hit their schedule. New Hampshire. I didn't even know they fielded a football team.
Good for them.
That was rescheduled from 8:31. What? They've been moved to...
They already got a game canceled?
Yeah, they're moving it 2 days forward.
Maybe there's a hurricane coming.
Okay, they're playing, New Hampshire. When? Sam Houston State Bearcats. They spelled Bearcats wrong.
You need to... Bearcats low with a K.
Are they with a K? The more you know. Anyway, win-win. At TCU, win. Colorado, that was our toss-up, but win. At Florida, we're going to say L, because nobody goes into Gainesville. Even when they've been bad, they're annoyingly good at home. Are you saying win or loss?
I'll give you my run through the schedule after you do yours.
All right, so I'm saying loss. Win against Cincinnati. Win at Iowa State. BYU win. Arizona loss. At Arizona State, win. At Western Michigan, loss. Utah is a loss as well. So 8-4.
At Western Michigan?
At West Virginia, sorry.
Oh, okay, I was like,
West Virginia, sorry, is a loss. I got 8-4.
Okay. I think I'm going to go lean towards the under on this. I love Gus Malzahn, but I don't know. It's just kind of hard to win at a place like UCF. I see, if you go back up to their schedule, I see... that at Colorado game as a complete toss-up. That's going to be pretty tough. Colorado's at UCF. Sorry, that's a win. But what I meant to say was at TCU. At TCU is not an easy place to play. They could totally drop that game. At Iowa State is a very tough game. And Arizona's kind of a wild card. I'm going to take the under on UCF. I think that's a play I'm going to do. Feels bad disrespecting Gus Malzahn, but I just don't, especially with the being plus 105 to the under, I'm going to take that.
I'm staying away from it. I don't like the over enough.
Okay.
So I'll pencil you in for...
Give me that UCF under.
Green. Let's move to the Southeastern Conference. We'll run through these pretty quick. Alabama, 9.5. I'll pull up the schedule. So you just give me what we have on our sheet, and I'll read you their schedule.
Yep, so their number's at 9.5. The under is at minus 130.
Let me double check.
Which is very interesting.
The under is still minus 130.
The books are telling you that Alabama is only going to win 9 games. Which feels very weird to say out loud.
Well, they have a new head coach. But let's see here. Alabama plays Western Kentucky, South Florida, Wisconsin in Madison.
They'll be 3-0.
bye week, then Georgia. Georgia and Alabama have a bye week before that game? This is dumb.
I'm going to say Alabama.
It's in Alabama. Okay.
Alabama's 4-0.
Vanderbilt.
5-0.
South Carolina.
6-0.
Tennessee.
Where's that game at?
Knoxville.
All right, give me 6-1.
Missouri.
Where?
Tuscaloosa.
7-1.
Bye week, then Death Valley. They lost that.
Let's go 7-2.
Mercer, Oklahoma, Auburn. 10-2, I can see.
I can definitely see 10 wins there.
I'm not
playing.
It comes
down to home against Georgia, at Tennessee, and Missouri's no slouch.
This is another one of those factors dating all the way back to our MSU talk earlier. Too many unknowns with a new head coach. I don't know what his system's going to be. Obviously, he made it to the Natty last year, yada, yada, yada. Beat Oregon twice. I don't, like, when they played, I can't even say that, because Oregon was a physical team and they finessed them, but when they played Michigan, they got donkeyed by them, so.
If Nick Saban was still there, this would obviously be an autoplay to the over.
It wouldn't be at 9.5.
He is not there.
So I lean the over. You can get good plus odds over 9.5 at plus 110. I'm not touching it. Are you playing it?
No, it would be a lean to the over for sure, too. There's just too many tough games on there. Like, when I was running through it, I counted the Georgia game as a win, but by all accounts, that should probably be a lot. I wonder what the line is on that game. It's probably even, honestly.
I wonder if it's even out yet.
But that's a toss-up. That could go either way. If they lose that game, that really changes the course. That's the swing game. You know, yeah. If they win it, their season's going to be amazing and their over's going to hit. If they lose it, the under's going to hit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know enough about that game to confidently bet that.
It's going to be a madhouse at Brian Denny for that game, but
that'll be fun to watch.
As a fan, we'll watch it.
Let's go to Georgia, though.
10.5, minus 125 is the over, plus 105 is the under. They have the second highest odds to make the college football playoff. Everybody's screaming that they'll win 11 games. Let's hit their schedule. Just list them off. Clemson in Atlanta. It's neutral. I don't think Clemson's as good as Georgia.
I don't respect Clemson anymore.
Tennessee Tech. I didn't even know that was a team either. That's a win. Kentucky in Lexington. Win. Alabama.
Kentucky blows.
Toss up. Auburn. Win. Mississippi State. Win. Texas in Austin. So they have to go to Tuscaloosa and Austin.
That's a gauntlet.
Bye week. Florida. Ole Miss in Oxford.
They'll win that one.
Tennessee in Athens, which is home. UMass and Georgia Tech. The thing is, they have four tough games.
You might talk me into playing the under on Georgia.
I mean, you're saying they lose
two games,
just two, and they have four. Like, yeah, you're saying they win in Knoxville, or they win in the Ole Miss game. But if they win a couple of those games against Bama or the other, they could totally lose to Ole Miss.
I think I'm going to take the under on that. The under is plus 105. There's really no value in taking the over. I think Georgia's going to be an insanely good team, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that they can't lose two games, still get into the playoff, and then turn up in the playoff.
Correct.
That schedule is insane. At Texas, at Bama, at Ole Miss.
Did you take Alabama? I forgot.
I'm not playing Alabama.
Night.
I might take Georgia's under, though. I think I'm going to do that.
All right, so Jared is playing Georgia's under. LSU, even money both ways. 9 wins. Okay, let's look at this.
Yeah, LSU is an interesting one. They're obviously a name brand in the SEC, but new quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is gone after... Jaden Daniels is gone after his Heisman campaign. So they got to replace him. The only reason I know their quarterback is because I've used him in college football 25. His name is Nussmeier. So I think he's decent.
Yeah, this is coming from guys that play the video game, okay?
But this is your expert analysis here. LSU's obviously got an insane home field advantage. That's probably going to be their best strength this year.
Well, and they're playing absolute cupcakes until literally the middle of October.
All right, rattle it off.
Southern Cal, Nicholls State, South Carolina, UCLA, South Alabama.
5-0.
Bye week.
Don't they start with USC?
Yeah, Southern Cal.
Oh, did you say? It's so weird hearing their name.
Yeah, and that game's in Vegas.
I think they'll beat USC. So I got them at 5-0.
Okay, bye week home against Ole Miss. That'll be a.
They'll probably win that.
And reminder. Brian Kelly. He's kind of like James Franklin. He'll get you the wins.
Right.
He also will favor the 12-team college football playoff.
Yeah.
Okay, so Baton Rouge win.
They could very well be 6-0.
Arkansas and Fayetteville, I think they win. A&M at College Station.
Okay, they'll lose one between at Arkansas and at Texas
A&M. Yeah. So October is when their schedule gets called. Bye week, home against Bama.
L.
Florida, Vandy, Oklahoma in Baton Rouge. They have all their big games at home.
Them getting to 10 wins.
They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 in a neutral site home games.
Gotcha. I tell you what.
This is a favorable LSU schedule.
I'm going to, since it's at an even 9, I'm going to play the over. And if they only get to 9, it's just a push.
The over is minus 105. Give it to me. Both. Okay.
A friendship bet.
Oklahoma. Let's do our last SEC team. Oklahoma under 7.5 is +100.
They return they're ranked 54th in the nation in returning production, so not a lot of guys coming back from last year's squad. I'm pretty low on Oklahoma. We'll see what the schedule has to say here.
Oklahoma. Let me pull up their odds. Oklahoma.
I would imagine at 7.5, I bet you they're wanting you to take the over.
The under is +100. The over is -120.
Yeah, so they want you to take the over.
Okay, here it is. Temple, Houston, Tulane, Tennessee. Temple in Houston, Norman.
Tulane. Okay,
so all four in Norman.
Yep.
Temple, Houston, Tulane, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Ooh.
All in Norman. All the first four weeks.
Let's say 3-1.
Auburn at Auburn.
Yeah, you know what? Let's say 4-1.
They're going to win one of those two. 4-1. Bye week, Texas and Dallas. Always a toss up. Always. I don't care what.
Yeah.
Texas is obviously favored. Oklahoma can totally win this game.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say L. 4-2. South Carolina, Norman, 5-2. Ole Miss and Oxford, 5-3. Maine, 6-3. Missouri and Columbia.
That's how they break into the SEC. They schedule that cupcake late in the year.
Yep. 6-3. I'm saying 6-4 at Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri's going to be a good team.
6-4. See, dude, I think Alabama, LSU to end it.
Where are those?
Home against Bama at LSU.
That's the worst possible combination.
I got 6-6.
That's what I'm thinking. I think the value here is under. Are you going to play this? Because I believe I am.
No. Dude, we have it at 6? I'm saying 6 wins and it's 7.5?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think you've got a game to play. It's not often when you run through a schedule and you have...
And I have a whole
game
to
play with. That's a good point. Give me Oklahoma under.
Okay.
They're a popular name. A lot of people are going to be taking their over. They're going to see 7.5 and say Oklahoma. And they're going to be like, yeah, give me that over. And we're going to snipe them.
Okay. Let's finish off with ACC and then do our play for this week because we have football this Saturday.
Amen.
So, yeah, right. let's end with Florida State. So do Miami second.
There's not a lot going on in the ACC. We've got Clemson to start. Probably the most, I guess Florida State's the most household name, but we'll go Clemson to start. So we talked about this earlier, but they start with Georgia. That's going to be a loss. And this isn't your daddy's Clemson. They've lost their swagger over the last couple of years.
Stop it. They still have Cade Klubnik.
That's why they've lost their swagger. They used to put out, you know, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, and the quarterback play has just not been there. So they start at Georgia, neutral site Georgia. That's a loss. They host App State. We know better than anyone that's not a guaranteed
one. It's a win. They're going 1-1. You stop it.
Just saying.
No.
I want you to be aware. Home against NC State. This is where their swing game is, week 3.
They always play. Doesn't NC State always play them close?
Yeah, it's a rivalry. And I think Clemson wins, though. It's in Clemson. They've still got a crazy. At Clemson is a crazy place to play. It's a big home field advantage. I think they win, but that's the swing game there. If they lose that, watch out. 1-2, season goes off the rails. So we're going to say 2-1, though. Host Stanford, 3-1. At Florida State.
See, well, that's a big game, really. That game is for the conference. Whoever wins that game is winning the conference.
Yeah. I'm going to say they lose that game. I don't.
3-2.
Florida State's crazy place to play.
They lose their two games against top 10 teams.
Yes. So they're 3-2. They're at Wake Forest, win. 4-2. 5-2 against Virginia. 6-2 Louisville.
At VTech. We don't know when that is.
That's a really tough place to play. I'm going to give them the win, though. 7-2. At Pittsburgh is 8-2. 9-2 against the Citadel. And then they host South Carolina. Okay, I'm going to say
that's a rivalry.
They're going to lose one game between at VTech and home against South Carolina. So I've got them right at 9. Right at 9, and they could totally lose to NC State. And
I lean I don't like it.
The line is 9, just straight up 9.
-115 for over, -105 for under. I don't like Clemson.
No, they're just.
I can see a route to all of them, so.
Just stay away.
No, I can see a route to several. And once again, we don't love their quarterback. Let's do Miami next.
Miami's sitting at 9. The often overrated Miami.
The
Miami that doesn't.
No, we're not talking Miami, Ohio.
Miami doesn't remember how to take a. They don't know victory formation. Remember that playbook? Yes. That's not in their playbook.
That's not even the wild part. The wild part is they gave up the play after that.
Yeah, it was like a bomb. It should have never happened.
Who were they playing?
It was some terrible team, too. Anyway, Mario Cristobal, this is his year to figure it out. If he doesn't figure it out, he might be shipped out of town. All right, so they open up against Florida. I don't know if that's a neutral site game. Can you look that up for me? They got Florida to start. That'll be an exciting game. Both teams are... Really, anybody could win that. Host Florida A&M, win. Ball State, win. At South Florida, win. Home against Virginia Tech, that's a win. At Cal, gosh. I don't like the idea of Miami having to travel 3 hours across the country into a different time zone to play a sleepy, you know, noon kickoff game.
Against who?
Cal. You know, I don't respect
Golden
Cal.
Golden Bears?
Golly, traveling that far. And
they're beating Cal. The Golden Excuse Bears
me,
are not
gives
golden.
Me, gives me pause.
This ain't Marshawn Lynch no more.
They go at Cal, at Louisville, home against Florida State. So they get Florida State at home, which is a huge help. They get Duke at home, too.
Well, you have to have fans for it to be a factor.
There is that.
And Florida State is in Florida. Florida State's going to sell out that game. It's going to be full of Florida State fans, and don't tell me differently.
Hard Rock Stadium. Then they're at Georgia Tech. Host Wake. Okay, so they're winning their last three games. I'm going to have them beat in Florida. I think Florida's not good. Have you found where that game is?
It's in Gainesville.
Oof. I might have to back.
A Saturday 3:30 game, August 31st. That's fun.
Oof. Yeah, okay. All right. Florida's winning that game. They lose that game, right? Miami's overrated.
But you said they beat the Rattlers?
Win. So 4-1. They could be realistically 6-1 heading against.
They always start off overhyped.
They'll get humbled against Florida State 6-2. They'll beat Duke 7-2. I can see them getting to 10 wins.
They're going to lose to Georgia Tech. I'm telling you right now. At Bobby Dodd in Atlanta.
That's the thing. I can't take a Miami over. They've been so inconsistent.
All right, let me run through this. Maybe I'll take the under. L win. So 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 6-2, 7-2, 7-3, 8-3 at Syracuse. 8-3 with my season on the line. Will Kyle McCord kill it or
I forgot he's at save it?
Syracuse just got a major upgrade.
Do you really want to be clutching your pearls week 12 with your bet relying on Kyle McCord?
I'm saying under 8-4. That's a very Miami Hurricanes season.
Play the Miami under.
Miami's a disgusting team. There's no way I'm playing it. A plus 105? You know what? D's going to play it.
That didn't take much convincing. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one. You can have fun with Mario Cristobal.
But let's do our last one and lead that into...
We're already on the ACC, so this is perfect. Like he said earlier, we do have football this week. It's just in Ireland.
Still football, and there is game day. I found out. They're gonna be in Dublin.
Flying Lee Corso out to Ireland, and getting them off.
Hopefully, they leave him out there too. But that's another story.
Maybe he'll just get lost.
Bury him out there. Leave his corpse on set. They could just literally just bring his ashes, set him on the table.
He might die.
This is Reese Davis.
He could die this year on the set doing a head of a mascot. That's not off the table.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, but anyway, back to the regular scheduled programming.
Florida State takes on Georgia Tech in Ireland. Florida State's favored by 10.
Do you want to do their over under or no?
I have no clue what to do.
Yeah, I don't. Without having Jordan Travis isn't back, right? He's gone.
No, it's DJU.
Yes. Duh.
Which? Oh, we never did Florida. You're right. We skipped over Florida State. So we go. What is Florida State's line at?
9.5.
9.5. Yeah, DJU,
it's literally
the quarterback.
Even -110 either way.
Right. No Keon Coleman.
No Johnny either.
The
Johnny
tall
Wilson.
Guy? Tall guy's gone?
I think Johnny Wilson's gone.
Yeah. Jared Verse is gone. I know that.
They lost a lot of good players.
Yes.
At Georgia Tech. Oh, and actually, it's in Dublin. Okay.
You also got to wonder, let's think back how their season ended last year. They got
demolished by Georgia.
Yes. I can't remember the name of the bowl. Was it the Orange Bowl that they were in? I think it was the Orange Bowl.
It wasn't even a bowl. Anyway, it was a
your quarterback breaks his leg in a million pieces. You get screwed out of the college football playoff, and then you just don't even try because
everybody quit.
You're sad for yourself, and you're throwing yourself a pity party. You get destroyed in the bowl game. You wonder how much of a hangover that leads into next year. So just keep that in mind if you're going to bet Florida State.
But they are winning week one.
They're at Georgia Tech. They're in Ireland, Georgia Tech. They're home against Boston College. Boston College, frisky team.
2-0.
Watch out for Boston College. D clearly doesn't respect them. I don't either enough. 2-0. Home against Memphis. That's a win. Home against Cal. That's a win. It's so weird seeing all these West Coast teams playing ACC teams.
I know. It's like UCLA and Rutgers playing. It's like, what are we doing?
Oh, my. All right, Florida State is at SMU. That's
the Mustangs?
An interesting game.
If I knew anything about SMU, I'd say something.
Me too. I'd say they're 5-0, though, going into Clemson, which will set up
which
a nice
a
top
up.
10 matchup. They host Clemson. Oh, man, I don't... I think they win. Let's say they win. 6-0. They probably have a letdown at Duke or Miami.
Duke lost Riley.
They'll lose one of the next two to Miami or Duke. So, what is that? 2, 4, 6, 8. So, they're 7-1.
Okay.
8-1 after playing North Carolina. At Notre Dame, that's a loss. Mm-hmm. I believe that's a loss. Two losses. Then they deal with Florida at the end of the year.
They're winning that.
10-2.
I can see 10-2.
But I'm not playing it. It's -110 for the over.
Yeah, if it were plus odds, I'd probably give it a bet. But if there's no value there, then I'm not confident enough.
But let's go to our play for this week, and this is football is here. So those are all obviously futures. Get it in before, you know, the season starts, especially Florida State if you're gonna do it. But let's look at what are we playing this week.
So Florida State's 10-point favorites. Obviously, it's really hard to bet. It's hard to bet week one. It's even harder to bet week zero college football because you know literally nothing about anyone. So my best read on this game is the point total. You've got two teams traveling over the pond to play a pretty gross game. And I think the offenses are going to have a little bit of an adjustment period to, you know, get things rolling. You haven't played football in a while, a real football game in a while. So my best read on this game would just be taking the under at 55.5.
Are you playing that?
I think I will. Okay. Just because I want to watch something this weekend.
Yeah. And honestly, it surprises me that they're only favored by 10. So that's telling you Georgia Tech, they respect them. And I was doing research. Georgia Tech's actually returning a decent amount on defense, and their D-line and safeties are going to be good. So Florida State's losing a lot. Like we mentioned, hangover with Georgia. They could completely go the route of people disrespect those last year, here's revenge tour. I just don't see that in DJU. I don't trust him, especially against a team that's going to be veteran savvy with Georgia Tech. So it's in Dublin. So you're going to have your culture shock.
You're almost talking. I'm getting a Georgia Tech cover from you.
I'm not. Are you going to play that? I'm not playing the cover. I don't see. It's the first week of the season. I think I'd rather just play it safe. Even if they win by, they could late cover, you know, get a second touchdown late and cover, mm-hmm. but we could still take the under 55.5. What's that saying the game score is going to be? So if they cover and win by 13 or 14, could it be
I'd say if you're going to take an under, you have to also take the Georgia Tech to cover. There's not a world where Florida State covers and the under still hits. You know, you get what I'm saying? If Florida State is winning by more than 10, the over is going
to
hit.
Because so what if they win like
35 to...
What if they win 24 to 14?
I just don't...
24 to 10.
I feel like if you're going to do the under, the lean would be Georgia Tech to cover because it's going to be a gross, close slug fight. I don't know. I think the under is the move, and if you want to throw Georgia Tech in there too, have fun.
Are you doing it?
No, I'm just going to do the under.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think they could score 24 or 31 and hold Georgia Tech to 10 and still the under still hits.
Yeah.
So, even if they get 17, right? What's that?
That I can't would be do math. 17 and 31.
That's, yeah. Oh.
You hit the under still.
Yeah. So, like, there's plenty of room to score.
Yeah. What could go wrong? Week zero in Ireland? What could go wrong?
Don't worry. They'll get an opening kickoff touchdown.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the under will be just ruining my day. We're both playing the under, though. Yeah. I'm not playing Georgia Tech to cover, but they are my darlings.
With all these futures, obviously this first episode before the football season actually officially kicks off is a lot of futures bets. I will say if you're going future heavy, just be aware that anytime you're doing a future bet that lasts 3 months, like, you know, these bets will cash or not hit in 3 months. You know, you're just giving DraftKings a whatever amount you bet loan. Interest-free loan where they can work off your money for months, you know, until you see the reward, hopefully if you hit the bet. So just be careful doing too many futures is all I'll say.
With that said, let's quickly review what we bet. So I'm gonna give my plays. Okay. I actually wrote them all down. Let's do Big Ten. I'm playing Michigan over 9. We're both taking Ohio State over 10.5 wins.
I thought we took the under. All my homies hate Ohio State.
I don't know why we were over. Because what's the value?
The value is the under.
At +125?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We're both... Yes, we are. We're both taking under 10.5 wins. You're taking Penn State to make the CFP. You're also taking Penn State to win 10 games. We're both taking Rutgers to win over 4.5 home games. Moving on to the Big 12, we're both taking Colorado's under at +110. You're taking Utah's over at 9.5, -160, free money. We're both taking them to make the CFP at +200. You're taking UCF to lose.
I'm going under 7.5.
Okay, yep. So under 7.5. Moving to SEC, no one's touching Bama. You're taking Georgia under 10.5. You're saying they're losing 2.
Probably a bad idea, but here we go.
LSU, even money, 9 both ways. We're both taking it. What were we taking? The over?
I think the over.
They're both over. Oklahoma under. We're both taking the under.
Yes.
Nobody's touching Clemson. Nobody's touching Florida State. I'm taking Miami's under.
I think
under.
You're taking their...
Under. I'm taking their under. What odds was it again? Sorry.
I think it was -105.
I thought it was +105, remember?
It might have been.
I was like, oh, yeah, +105. Yeah, it was
+105.
Okay. +105, I'm taking. And we're both taking the under. So going into this week, I have 1, 2. You count your plays. I got 9 plays.
One sec. My brain doesn't work as fast. I think I have 10 plays. I'll have to go up and add that up.
5, 6.
We might 7, be hitting double digits, which is not good.
8, 9, 10, 11. You have 11 plays.
Oh boy.
I have 9.
Might
you have
to go revise this ticket.
You have not. I have 9. You have 11. This is already out on the pod. Sorry about it. Obviously, we're not going to do a ton, and we're going to be breaking them down week by week as we go, and we'll sprinkle in NFL. So we'll have less plays, but it'll be what we really think is juicy and enticing. Obviously, we're playing all these. If you do this, do it responsibly. Don't put a lot of money down. Just, and obviously don't even play them all. Obviously you have your own reads on whatever, but we're just giving what we've put research into when people maybe don't have the time to do it. So,
yep. And obviously a lot of futures for this episode. As we get into football season, it'll be breaking down the actual matchups for that week and betting the lines for those games. So,
all right, with that said, that is going to conclude our first episode of Risky Business. So thanks for tuning in. Obviously, share it with a friend, and maybe we can get this thing rolling, and we'll go from there. So thanks for tuning in.